Christians are threatened as Sri Lanka looks at a sinister proposal. A partnership in India results in new outreach for orphans, and e-learning centers become the magnets for ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sri Lanka tops our news today. There's word that the Buddhist monks behind pending anti-conversion legislation have found another way to push their anti-Christian agenda. It was a surprise move and one that threatens religious minorities like Christians. Open Doors USA President Carl Muller.
There's a move to make a constitutional amendment to make Buddhism the state religion of Sri Lanka. That's going to be considered by the Sri Lankan parliament on October 4th. Some of the provisions of this law are extremely restrictive on Christians.
Muller explains one of the more sinister clauses in the amendment.
It would require citizens who are in a Buddhist home to bring up their offspring in the same faith. So if you can imagine the restrictions that would be imposed on Sunday schools or children's programs in a given community, anyone convicted or caught proselytizing or converting Christians could face severe restrictions and penalties under this new constitutional amendment.
Next, Colombia has been locked into a long, drawn-out guerrilla war. It's compounded by a major drug trafficking problem and a massive paramilitary presence. That makes ministry difficult in that South American country. But Ion Network's Rody Rodehaver says a 31-year veteran orphanage director is just one example of how nationals are doing great work. In this case, it's going beyond the children.
The guerrillas respect what she's doing because they realize that she cares. She actually shares the gospel with these guerrillas. It's an amazing story of God using a woman in a place that is a hard place.
Rodehaver says the orphanage has needs.
We still have 5 children that are not sponsored, so we need sponsors for these children. We also have a leak in the roof that needs to be repaired. It's dripping in on where our children are sleeping.
Your part in sponsoring a child is $30 a month, while $2,000 can repair the roof. You're listening to Mission Network News. Brazil has a population of 186 million. 26% of the population is 15 and under. This year, Book of Hope International's Rob Hoskins says they'll distribute 12 million copies, helping them reach an incredible milestone.
So this is actually the final year of complete saturation of Brazil, meaning that in these past 5 years, we will have reached every single school child in the nation with the Word of God.
Book of Hope is a harmony of the gospel for kids. Hoskins says local church teams have adopted schools and are seeing thousands of kids turn to Christ, which is yielding other fruit.
When you go out and start fishing and you start catching fish, it encourages these believers to just be evangelistic in their lifestyle. We're actually mobilizing an army of believers in Brazil that are getting trained, mobilized and energized to continue to reach their nation in evangelism.
Hoskins says that's encouraging believers to reach outside their borders. Next, Ramabai Mukti Mission is celebrating new growth. They recently finished an expansion home in Rajasthan. Through a partnership with the India Evangelical Mission, 30 children are now able to live there. Many come from deplorable homes and are only now experiencing the hope and love of Christ through the staff. The mission is committed to making Christ known to the people of India through orphanages, job training, education, rescue homes, church planting, and much more. And Greater Europe Mission has embarked on a unique outreach tool. They've created the EDOT program, Electronic Discipleship Outreach and Training. This innovative program has been using computer technology to grow the church in Europe and equip it for ministry. GEM teams established e-learning centers, usually in churches, and provide up to 10 computers. Computer centers are effective tools for ministry because many who wouldn't attend church eagerly flock to the centers. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Discovery House Music's Celtic Cry, a free gift from Mission Aviation Fellowship, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Charles Billingsley, Scott Kerpane, Matthew Ward, and Shannon Wexelberg sing about the heart of a martyr, reminding us to pray for the suffering church. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.